This evening we will start with our seminar called The Four Essential Pillars of Chaitanya's Mercy. Chaitanya's philosophy. The four essential pillars of Chaitanya's philosophy. Actually, it's not pillars, it's principles. This is a very practical seminar which you will hear today. It's a seminar which I will also give in Radha Desh. In a week from now. In this seminar, I hope to give the devotees some very good tools in their hands, which will help them to practice their Krishna consciousness better. There is a purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is at first quite mysterious. It says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his principles through four chief followers.
U tom smislu se kaže, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poučio četiri osnovna principa kroz svoje četiri osnovna sledbenika.
And then we hear that Lord Chaitanya did not personally, but through his devotee, taught one principle, how to conquer sexual attraction, Haribol.
I onda možemo čuti kako je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ne lično, već putem svog jednog sledbenika, otkrio kako možemo da pobedimo seksualnu privučenost.
He taught, actually, how to be simple through another devotee.
A zatim je poučio ostale kako biti jednostavan kroz jednog svog drugog bhakta.
And he taught through a third devotee how to be tolerant in one's spiritual life.
A pomoću svog trećeg bhakta on je poučio ostale kako da budu tolerantni u svom duhovnom životu.
And finally, he taught through the fourth devotee the quality of humility.
A kroz svog četvrtog bhakta on je poučio ostale kvalitetu poniznosti.
There is a reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught these things or these principles through devotees and didn't speak personally about them.
I postoji razlog zbog koga je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu učio ostalo ovim principima pomoću svojih bhakta, a nije lično govorio o njima.
See, when we see a devotee's example, we get touched in our hearts in a special way.
To je zato što kada vidimo primjer nekog bhakte, mi bivamo dirnuti u našem srcu.
In fact, each one in this room is here because at one time or another his heart was touched and transformed by a devotee.
I u stvari svako nas u ovoj sobi je upravo ovdje zato što je u jednom određenom trenutku njegovo srce bilo dirnuto od strane nekog bhakte.
The devotees teach practically, whereas the scriptures very often teach only theoretically.
Bhakti poučavaju praktičnim primjerom, dok spisi jako često poučavaju samo teoretski.
I was personally touched by a devotee called Vasudev.
I ja sam lično bio dirnut jednim bhaktom koji se zvao Vasudev.
The first time I saw Vasudev, he was all alone, dancing and chanting Hare Krishna on the Jungfernstieg in Hamburg, just alone.
I kada sam prvi put video ovog bhaktu, on je plesao i pevao sveto ime na jednom mjestu u Hamburgu i bio potpuno sam.
The second time I met Vasudev in London.
A drugi put sam sreo Vasudev u Londonu.
He had just visited George Harrison.
I on je upravo bio posjetio George Harrison.
And was now going to Srila Prabhupada.
I onda se bio uputio ka Srila Prabhupada.
But before he entered the, had an appointment with Srila Prabhupada, he said, hey, Is there anyone who would like to come with me on the streets of London and sing and dance?
Ali pre nego što je otišao na taj sastanak sa Šila Pravobodom, on je upitao: "Hej, da li ovdje ima nekoga ko bi želao sa mnom da ode na ulice Londona da tamo peva i pleše?"
And I remember the devotee said, "Oh Vasudev, don't be so enthusiastic. In 10 minutes is noon prasadam."
I ja se onda sećam kako su mu bhakti rekli: "Oh Vasudev, nemoj da budeš baš toliko entuzijastičan, za 10 minuta je podnevni prasad."
Tomorrow we will go with you, Vasudev.
Sutra ćemo ići sa tobom, Vasudev.
But because I had seen Vasudev Hamburg, when I just came from a Rolling Stones concert, and he was dancing so nicely alone on the street, I thought, Vasudev, I will go with you. You have touched my heart once.
Ali pošto sam već jednom video Vasudeva kako igra na ulicama Hamburga, nakon što sam se vraćao sa koncerta Rolling Stonesa, ja sam rekao, Vasudev, ja ću početi sa tobom zato što si jednom dirnuo moje srce.
And I remember, Vasudev came on the street of Hamburg, of Oxford now, only with me. We didn't have any instruments, but in a few minutes we were dancing over the Oxford streets, and there were hundreds of people who just stood and thought, how wonderful, they are really very enthusiastic, these two boys.
I ja se sećam da smo Vasudev i ja sami izašli na ulice Oxforda bez ikakvih instrumenta. Međutim, uskoro je tu bilo stotine ljudi koji su nas gledali, koji su mislili kako su ovi momci predivni, kako su entuzijastični.
Whenever I feel useless and old and depressed, I simply remember Vasudev dancing alone on the streets, and then I also dance.
I kad god se osjetim starim i beskorisnim i depresivnim, ja se onda odmah setim Vasudeva kako igra na ulicama i onda ja mogu da igram.
Devotees teach practically. It's no longer theory. When you see the example of devotees, you get touched in your heart in a special way and also empowered.
I bhakti poučavaju na praktičan način, tako da kada vidite primjer nekog bhakti, onda jednostavno bivate dirnuti i na specijalan način.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught 4 of the essential principles of his spiritual life through 4 devotees, and I hope you will be touched in the heart and also start to dance.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je poučio ostale svoja 4 suštinska principa putem svoje četvorice bhakta, i ja se nadam da ćete vi takođe biti dirnuti u srcu i da ćete početi da plešete.
Let me ask you now, what do you consider the most essential principle of spiritual life?
Sada mi dozvolite da vas upitam, šta je ono što vi smatrate najsuštinskim principom duhovnog života?
You have to think very deeply, because I guarantee you it will be different than what you think at the first thought.
I molim vas da razmislite jako duboko, zato što će odgovor definitivno biti drugačiji od onog što će vam prvo pasti na pamet.
Bhakti Granta, I will say enthusiasm. No?
Bhakti Granta pravo će reći da je to entuzijazam.
No? Please say.
Molim te reći, da.
My association with devotees, but on very qualitative.
Deep quality association. This is Bhakti Granta's point.
Bhakti Granta pravo kaže da je u pitanju kvalitetno druženje sa bhaktom.
Sita Thakurani. To be a simple devotee.
Biti jednostavan bhakta.
Sita Thakurani has found actually the most important principle of Vaishnavism, which is simplicity.
I Sita Thakurani je upravo ukazala na najbitniji aspekt duhovnog života koji se sastoji u jednoslavnosti. Yeah.
The other association is also very, very important. It's not.
Da, društvo bhakti je također jako, jako važno.
But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, Saralata e Vaishnavata. Simplicity means Vaishnavism.
Ali Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur je rekao, jednostavno znači vaishnavizam.
It's the first quality.
To je prvi kvalitet.
You cannot be a Vaishnav if you are not a simple person.
Vi jednostavno ne možete biti bhakta ako niste jednostavna osoba.
Now, when we hear this in the Western context, to be a simple, I thought I should be very intelligent and very deep, Bodhidobhak, and so on. What a question comes up in our mind. What really means simplicity in the Vaishnav context?
I kada to čujemo mi, gledajući to sa jedne zapadne tačke gledišta, mi onda pomislimo, pa što to znači biti jednostavan? Ja sam mislila da treba da budem inteligentan, jako dubok, i onda se prirodno zapitamo što to znači jednostavnost.
Therefore, we will hear now a few definitions first.
Zato ćemo sada prvo čuti nekoliko definicija.
This is the part of the lecture where you need to be absolutely concentrated.
I ovo je deo lekcije kada je potrebno da budete apsolutno koncentrisani.
Simplicity means to have a clean heart without motives which are duplicious.
I jednostavno znači imati čisto srce bez motiva koji su pretvorni.
Simplicity means, in other words, that your within must be like your without.
I jednostavnost u stvari znači da iznutra morate biti isti onakvi kakvi ste spolja.
No pretense.
Bez pretvaranja.
Baladev Vidya Bhushana says simplicity means also no duplicity.
I Baladev Vidya Bhushana također kaže da jednostavno znači kada nema dvoličnosti.
You must be willing to give up all the little pretension and ego games which we play.
I biti jednostavno znači da morate biti voljni da napustite sva pretvaranja i sve igre ega.
You must be perfectly honest.
Morate biti savršeno iskreni.
Prabhupada says simplicity means that without diplomacy, one should be so straightforward that one can disclose the real truth even to an enemy.
I Šila Prabhupada kaže da jednostavnost znači biti tako otvoren da osoba može da razotkrije istinu i svom neprijatelju.
He gave an interesting example.
I Šila Prabhupada je dao jako interesantan primer.
Once he said, a boy came to the Brahmana Garga Rishi. No, Gaga, was it? Gautama Rishi, desiring to be trained as a Brahmana.
I jednom je bio jedan dečak koji je došao kod Brahmana Gautama Rishija i izjavio je da bi želao da bude treniran kao Brahmana.
Gautama Rishi said, I first need to know what is your social background. Who is your father?
I onda je Gautama Rishija rekao, dobro, ali ja prvo moram da znam koje je tvoje društveno poreklo. Ko je tvoj otac?
The boy said, oops, I don't know, I have never seen my father, I will ask my mother.
A onda je dečak odgovorio, ups, ja ne znam, ja nikad nisam vidio svog oca, ali pitaću svoju majku.
Please understand the situation. He wanted to be a Brahmana.
Molim vas da shvatite ovu situaciju, on je želeo da postane Brahmana.
And he knew he had to give the right answer now to be accepted. This was the exam. He had to be give the right answer to be accepted for training.
On je znao da sada mora da bude da da pravi odgovor kako bi bio prihvaćen za to treniranje.
When the boy came back from his mother, he said to Gautama Rishi something very shocking.
I kada se dečak vratio svoje majke, on je rekao, Gautama Rishi je nešto jako šokantno.
My mother said, ja ne znam otac.
I dečak je rekao, ja ne znam svog oca. Majka
je. Majka, yes, majka.
Majka mu je rekla da ona ne poznaje oca.
She was a woman from the street.
Ona je jednostavno bila žena sa ulici.
It could have been this person or that person or that person. There were so many I do not know who conceived you.
I to je mogla biti ova osoba ili ona ili neka treća. Jednostavno ja ne znam ko je onaj koji te začeo.
The simple boy simply said the simple truth. My mother is a prostitute.
A jednostavni dečak je jednostavno rekao istinu. Moja majka je prostitutka.
Gautama Rishi was so absolutely pleased that he said, "You will make a perfect brahmana because you are simple."
I Gautama Rishi je bio apsolutno zadovoljen i rekao je, ti ćeš biti savršeni brahmana zato što si tako jednostavan.
Ajavan is a brahminical principle, which means simplicity.
I Ajavan, to je u stvari jedan brahminski princip koji označava jednostavnost.
Now, for this, be, you know, being so straightforward and not at all crooked, so honest, so free from pretension, we need to look at simplicity's two dimension to really understand what this quality means.
Kako bismo stvarno razumeli što ovaj kvalitet predstavlja jednostavnost, moramo da shvatimo da to znači bez bilo kakvog pretvaranja, bez bilo kakve bolešnosti, moramo da pogledamo dve strane jednostavnosti.
Like a banana, simplicity has two dimensions, an outer and an inner dimension.
Upravo poput banane, jednostavnost ima dve dimenzije, spoljnu i unutrašnju.
The skin of simplicity is different from the fruit of simplicity.
Ta kora, koža jednostavnosti se razlikuje od ploda jednostavnosti.
The outer dimension of simplicity means to be just simply happy with whatever Krishna arranges and supplies.
Ta spoljašnja strana jednostavnosti znači da osoba treba da bude srećna i zadovoljna sa čim god je Krishna snabdio.
To our mind comes an example which Srila Prabhupada gave about a brahmana who lived near to Krishna Nagar.
I sada nam pada na pamet jedan primjer koji je Srila Prabhupada naveo o brahmani koji je živao blizu Krishna Nagar.
He taught every day a few pupils and it so happened that the rich landlord or zamindar of Krishna Nagar came to him, was impressed by him and offered to support him financially.
I taj brahmana je poučavao svakog dana nekolicinu svojih učenika. Jednog dana se desilo da je veliki zemljoposjednik iz ovog sela koji je bio impresiran ovim brahmanom došao i ponudio da ga finansira.
And the brahmana was very poor. But he said, no need. Krishna. The Zamindar said, you have nothing to eat even. And look at your hut, it has more holes than roof.
Ali ti nemaš čak ni šta da jedeš i pogledaj svoju kolibu, ona ima više rupa nego što ima krov.
The brahmana said, no, I'm living. My pupils give me some rice as payment for my teaching.
Ali brahmana je rekao, ne, ja živim na neki način, moji učenici mi daju rižu i tako plaćaju svoje studije.
And look at my tree, I take some leaves, these are tamarind leaves, and I boil them in water, and then I have some very nice sauce for the rice.
I onda je rekao, pogledaj na moje drvo, to je tamarin drvo, ja svaki dan uzmem nekoliko listova i onda napravim jako lep sos za moju rižu.
This is what Krishna has supplied me. I am satisfied.
To je ono što čime me Krishna snabdeo, ja sam jako zadovoljna sa tim.
I don't want to change my lifestyle.
Ne želim da menjam svoj način života.
Another example which comes to mind is Srila Prabhupada, after he was shown his opulent and luxurious quarters in Los Angeles.
I još jedan primjer koji nam pada na pamet jeste Srila Prabhupada nakon što je video svoje jako luksuzne i opulentne odaje u Los Angeles.
You know, nice carpets, nice furniture, nice colors on the walls.
I tu su bili lepi tepisi, lep nameštaj, lepa boja na zidovima.
And before that, Prabhupada was in the Radha Damodar temple and there was a clay floor.
I pre toga Srila Prabhupada se nalazi u Radha Damodar hramu, gdje je bio samo pod od gline.
A rope bed.
Gdje je bio samo krevet od konopca.
A lot of dust.
Jako puno prašine.
And many mice friends.
I jako puno miševa prijatelja.
Then Prabhupada just said, oh, when he was asked, how do you like this new rooms with a nice bed and nice, you know, bathroom and all? He said, oh, I simply long to come back to my rooms in Vrindavan. My dear devotees, if you aspire to live a simple lifestyle, not complicated, it is very good for developing inner satisfaction or the mode of goodness.
I dragi moji bhakti, ako ste inspirisani da vodite jako jednostavno život, onda je jako bitno da razvijete to unutrašnje stanje zadovoljstva koje je u puni vrlini.
I really think this is the opulence of living in Serbia. Outer simplicity.
Ja stvarno mislim da je to obilje života u Srbiji, ta spoljašnja jednostavnost.
I have seen this in when I visit your rooms and especially your bathrooms. They are quite different than what I find in Karuna Bhavan. But I feel so happy here. Outer simplicity is really a wealth. Now you can see people are not satisfied with outer simplicity and work like donkeys and so on to improve their bathrooms.
I možete vidjeti kako ljudi u ovom dobu uopšte nisu zadovoljni tom spoljašnjom jednostavnošću, tako da rade kao magarci samo da bi poboljšali svoje kupatilo.
Yes, when you go before some of the people's apartment, you see there are 50 different sets of shoes to choose from, what to dress, what shoe to take for the evening occasion. But simplicity has also an inner dimension, the fruit, in Germany they say the Fruchtfleisch, the fruit flesh. The flesh of the fruit, I believe it's in English. Simplicity's inner dimension means to have a simple faith in the words of Guru and Shastra.
I unutrašnja dimenzija jednostavnosti znači imati jednostavnu veru u reči Guru i Shastra.
My dear devotees, this simple faith in the words of Guru and Shastra supply the ground on which the devotee walks in his or her spiritual life.
I ova jednostavna vera u reči Guru i Shastri predstavlja osnovu po kojoj bhakta hoda u svom duhovnom životu.
When this faith is attacked
i kada je ta vera napadnuta
or destroyed, it's almost as if the ground disappears from underneath the devotee's feet. Very good. I mean, the translation, very. A very good example which comes to mind is Srila Prabhupada.
I jako dobar primjer koji nam sada pada na pamet jeste Srila Prabhupada.
How much faith he had in the words of his spiritual master.
Koliko je samo on vere imao u reči svog duhovnog učitelja.
When he arrived in America and saw all this impossible Rajasic civilization, he prayed.
Kad je on stigao u Ameriku i kad je vidio tu nevjerojatnu civilizaciju u guni strasti, on se jednostavno molio.
I don't know why you have sent me here.
Jer ne znam zašto si me poslao ovdje.
By my intelligence, I find no purpose here, no meaning here, to be here. But you must have some purpose. And so I'm here. Another time he expressed, my only qualification is that I have simple faith in my spiritual master.
A jednom drugom prilikom on je rekao, moja jedina kvalifikacija je bila ta da sam ja imao veru u reči svog duhovnog učitelja.
A little while ago we became aware of a heart-touching proof of Srila Prabhupada's simple faith.
I nedavno mogli smo da vidimo, bili smo dirnuti tim primjerom Srila Prabhupadove jednostavne vere.
Before his boat, the Jaladuta, left from the Calcutta harbor, Prabhupada thought to preach a little, and he went to a newspaper agency.
I pre nego što je Srila Prabhupada brod Jaladuta napustio luku u Calcutti, on je otišao u jednu novinsku agenciju kako bi malo propovedao.
We only know about Prabhupada's preaching to this newspaper from the article which appeared in this Calcutta newspaper, dated the year 65.
I mi smo saznali o toj posjedi toj novinskoj agenciji jedino na osnovu članka koji su objavljeni u tim novinama 64. godine.
Pet, yes. We all know 66 he started his mission.
66. on započeo svoju misiju, to se znamo.
So just 65. 65, yes, or whatever. There is a newspaper article which is quite amazing and shows you Prabhupada's faith.
I postoji jedan novinski članak iz 65. godine koji pokazuje tu Srila Prabhupada u veru.
I will quote now Sri newspaper Uvacha. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is going to America. America.
A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami ide za Ameriku.
He has many followers there. And he is going to inspire them. At that time, no one knew Srila Prabhupada in America. In fact, he had not been to America. But Srila Prabhupada's faith was so strong in the words of his spiritual master that, Guru Maharaj sends me there and has requested me to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people, it's already a success, because he wants it. Don't you find this very sympathetic? Bali Sadacha. It's very sympathetic. Because we see the simplicity of Srila Prabhupada.
Zato što u ovome možemo da vidimo jednostavnost Srila Prabhupada.
Yes. Outwardly and inwardly.
Iz polja, a iznutra.
My dear devotees, if you can have simple faith that whatever Krishna says is wonderful, you just have to do it, then in one second you are Krishna conscious.
Moj dragi bhakta, ako jednostavno imate veru da što god Krishna kaže da je to predivno, onda ćete u istom trenutku da shvatite za jednu sekundu da je to moguće.
Don't be so complicated.
Nemojte da budete tako komplikovani.
Don't make your life complicated.
I nemojte da činite svoj život komplikovan.
It's hellish to be complicated.
To je paklena situacija kada ste komplikovani.
To je to?
To je to?
Yes. Don't take the umski so totally serious. It makes you sick. Just have simple faith in what Krishna says. And that's all.
That's
then you go back home, back to Godhead.
Onda ćete otići nazad, pući nazad Bogu.
It is so simple.
To je stvarno tako jednostavno.
Close the department of your nagging mind.
Jednostavno zatvorite taj odjeljak svog uma koji zvoca.
And open the department of your spiritual heart.
I otvorite odjeljak svog duhovnog srca.
The soul has no problem with accepting Krishna's instructions.
Duša nema nikakvih problema da prihvati Krišnine instrukcije.
It's the mind which makes all the problems.
To je um koji pravi sve te probleme.
The mind with its 1,000 monkey thoughts.
To je um sa svojih 1,000 misli poput majmuna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati expressed the need to be simple in a very simple way, means a straightforward way.
I Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur je izrazio tu potrebu da osoba bude jednostavno na jako jednostavan način, odnosno jako otvoren.
He said it's better to remain in the species of birds and beasts.
On je rekao da je bolje da osoba ostane u vrstama ptice i životinja.
Then to obtain a human birth, but allow duplicity, that's the opposite, to enter the heart.
Nego da prihvati ljudski oblik života i da dopusti dvoličnosti da se ukoreni u njenom srcu.
When the heart is perfectly honest,
kada je srce savršeno iskreno,
it is perfectly clean.
Onda je ono i savršeno čisto.
And then it is a proper place for Lord Krishna to sit in.
I onda je srce savršeno mjesto za gospodina Krišnu da u njega sede.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this principle of simplicity through his dear devotee Damodar Pandit.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nas je poučio ovom principu jednostavnosti putem svog bhakte Damodar Pandita.
Let us now hear about Damodar Pandit's simplicity.
I hajde da sada čujemo o jednostavnosti Damodar Pandita.
He was very straightforward.
On je bio jako direktna i iskrena osoba.
No duplicity.
Bez dvoličnosti.
Once there was a handsome, gentle boy who came every day to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associated freely with him.
I jednom je bio tu jedan jako lep i fin dečak koji svakog dana dolazi kod Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i družio se sa njim.
He was maybe a little like our little star Tadiya. You know this Tadiya? We all like, oh Tadiya. Yes, he was a little older.
Ali bio je nešto malo stariji.
He looked very handsome and beautiful.
I izgledao je jako prelepo.
And the Lord was just very, very accommodating with him, very very affectionate dealings. He had very affectionate dealings with him.
I gospodin Chaitanya ga je jako lepo primao i imao je jako lepu razmjenu sa njim.
Damodar Pandit watched this boy coming and playing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he grew worried and he grew more and more worried.
I Damodar Pandit je stalno posmatrao tog dečaka kako je dolazio i kako se igrao sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom i postaje sve više zabrinut.
Finally, he couldn't tolerate it any longer, and he said to the boy, "Don't come here any longer, please. You are forbidden from this day."
I onda on to jednostavno više nije mogao da toleriše i rekao je tom dječaku, "Molim te, nemoj više ovdje da dolaziš od ovog dana, to ti je zabranjeno."
But you know, from your own life, you go where your heart goes.
Ali vi znate iz svog sopstvenog života da idete onamo kud vas srce vodi.
Especially young boys and young girls will go to where their hearts go.
A specijalno mladi dječaci i devojke oni idu tamo gdje ih srce vodi.
And the handsome young boy always found a way to avoid Damodar Pandit's vigilance.
I taj mali i lepi dečak je uvijek nalazio neki način da nekako izbjegne Damodarovu opreznost.
Damodar Pandit grew frustrated.
I Damodar Pandit je postao sve više frustriran.
Finally he he just really couldn't tolerate it any longer and went directly to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, don't you know what you are doing?
Moj dragi gospodine, zar ti ne znaš šta činiš?
This boy.
Ovaj dečak.
He's the son of a widowed Brahmin woman.
Ovaj dečak je sin udovice Brahmana.
This woman has only one fault.
I ova žena ima samo jednu grešku.
She's extremely beautiful.
Ona je izuzetno prelepa.
People are impudent. Impudent. Shameless. Impudent? Yeah.
Ljudi su besrani.
They will begin to make rumors.
I oni će početi da prave glasine.
Look, the boy of this woman is coming and is so affectionate.
O, pogledajte, sin ove žene dolazi i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je tako fin sa njim.
There must be some relationship between this woman and the sannyasi.
Tako da mora da postoji izvesna veza između ove žene i ovog sannyasija.
My dear Lord, you can act as you please, but the entire world is shameless.
Moj dragi gospodine, ti možeš da deluješ kako god poželiš, ali čitav svet je besraman.
And do you understand in your culture?
Da li te razumete u svojoj kulturi?
What Damodar Pandit had just now said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was quite strong.
Ono što je Damodar Pandit upravo rekao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bilo je prilično snažno.
You don't know what you are doing.
Ti stvarno ne znaš šta je ono što radiš.
Better be careful.
I bolje budi pažljiv.
He had dared to instruct the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I on se usudio da da instrukcije u svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
He was so straightforward, not crooked.
I on je bio tako otvoren i iskren, nije bio prevratljiv.
But the Lord smiled.
Ali gospodin se nasmešao.
He said, very good, this impudence of Damodar Pandit is also a sign of pure love for me.
I gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, jako dobro, ova direktnost Damodar Pandita je u stvari znak njegove ljubavi prema meni.
I have no other intimate friend like Damodar Pandit who wants me.
Ja nemam ni jednog drugog tako intimnog prijatelja poput Damodar Pandita koji će me upozoriti.
You are most nirapeksha, means neutral among my associates.
I ti si najneutralniji od svih mojih pratilaca.
Very good.
Veoma dobro.
Damodar Pandit also had a brother called Shankara Pandit.
I Damodar Pandit je također imao i brata koji se zvao Shankara Pandit.
Shankara Pandit was known as the pillow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pillow means.
Shankara Pandit je bio poznat kao jastuk Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested, he would put his feet on Shankara Pandit's body to have a little high situation for the feet.
I kada bi se Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odmarao, on bi stavio svoja stopala na telo Shankara Pandita kako bi ih doveo u jedan malo viši položaj.
And therefore he was the foot pillow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I sam tim Shankara Pandita je stvari bio jastog za otisao stopala Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Dear devotees, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be only for 1 second the foot pillow of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This would be the change of our whole life.
I to bi bila promjena čitavog našeg života.
Perfection in 1 second.
Savršenstvo u jednu sekundu.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared the two brothers, Damodar and Shankara Pandit, once.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednom uporedio dvojicu braća, Shankaru i Damodar Pandita.
He said to Damodar Pandit, my love for you is mixed with reverence.
I on je rekao Damodar Panditu, moja ljubav prema tebi se meša sa poštovanjem.
But I love Shankar with all my heart. For this reason, I have put your brother Shankar under your care, so that you are so straightforward that you make something good from him. Everyone knew Damodar Pandit was so strict in his practical dealings that no one could afford to be loose before him.
I svi su znali da je Damodar Pandit bio tako striktan u svojim odnosima da niko nije mogao ni da pomisli da se opusti.
This is what we learn from Damodar Pandit.
To je ono što sam naučila od Damodar Pandita.
Be simple and straightforward in your dealing.
Budite jednostavni i otvoreni u svojim odnosima.
Talk the truth.
Govorite istinu.
Live the truth.
Živite istinu.
You will get so much satisfaction in your heart. Don't always go to get your goals. You may think, but I'm always so honest, and so my within is like my without, and my without is like my within, and no one will like me.
Vi možete misliti, ali ako ja budem tako iskren i ako moja spoljašnjost bude isto onako kako je moja unutrašnjost i obrnut, onda me niko neće voleti.
What's with my friends?
Šta je sa mojim prijateljima?
I have to maintain my friendships with flattery.
Moram da očuvam svoje prijateljstva ulagivanjem.
With private lies.
Tim privatnim lažima.
With this and that and the other thing. With gifts.
Poklonima.
My dear devotees, if you learn to be simple, you will get to learn who your friends are, the real friends.
Moji dragi bhakti, ako naučite da budete jednostavni, onda ćete naučiti ko su vaši stvarni prijatelji.
And if you have simple and truthful dealings, Dharma will rush to you and protect and carry you.
I ako budete imali iskrene i jednostavne odnose, onda će Dharma trčati prema vama i zaštititi vas.
A spiritual movement needs, absolutely needs, the inner and the outer and inner dimension of simplicity.
I duhovnom pokretu je apsolutno potrebna i spoljašnja i unutrašnja dimenzija jednostavnosti.
Recently I have heard about the Catholic Church, you know, the Vatican.
Ja sam nedavno čuo o katoličkoj crkvi, o Vatikanu.
Everyone wants the post of the other guy.
I tamo svi žele položaj onoga pored sebe.
The mind is so much disturbed by political thoughts that there is absolutely no spiritual taste.
Tako da je um tamo tako zaokupljen tim političkim dešavanjima da onda nema nikakvog ukusa u svemu tome.
Some popes are reported to have of the past to have five girlfriends.
I prijavljeno je u prošlosti da su neki očevi čak imali i po pet prijateljica.
And Pope Innocentius.
Jedan otac. A papa.
He had 20 sons.
On imao 20 sinova.
And 5 daughters.
I pet ćerki.
Hare Krishna, he ate a lot of chili. My purpose is not to talk about the poor Catholic Church. My purpose is to talk about you. Be honest. Be straightforward.
Budite iskreni, budite otvoreni.
Be simple.
Budite jednostavni.
This is the first of 4 lectures.
I ovo je bila prva od 4
lekcije. I must excuse myself very much. I know I'm preaching quite strongly.
Moram da se izvinim veoma puno zato što znam da prilično intenzivno ovo propovedam.
Yes, but it's so important, simplicity.
Ali jednostavnost je toliko bitna.
Yes. It's the greatest protection.
To je najveća zaštita.
Oh, how often I sit on my chair and think, Sashinanda Swami, oh, your life is so complicated.
Koliko često bih sedao na svojoj stolici i razmišljao bih o Sačinanana s vami, tvoj život je tako komplikovan.
And your mind has also become so complicated.
I tvoj um je postao tako komplikovan.
You know what is right.
Ti znaš šta je ispravno.
Why don't you do it?
Zašto to ne uradiš?
You know how to think properly, I mean, devotionally. You just need to open a songbook.
Znaš kako je, kako, šta to znači misliti ispravno na način bhakti? Treba jednostavno da otvoriš svoju knjigu sa pesmama.
Yes. You know it's true Krishna consciousness. Why don't you have simple faith?
I ti znaš da je svesnost Krishna stvarna. Zašto onda nemaš jednostavnu veru?
Why don't you be like a child?
Zašto nisi poput deteta?
Spiritualist should be responsible and all this, but he should have the simplicity of a simple trusting child.
Duhovna osoba, ona bi trebalo da bude naravno i odgovorna, ali trebalo bi da ima u srcu jednostavnost deteta koje je puno poverenja.
Krishna likes you the way you are.
Krishna vas voli upravo onakvim kakvi ste.
I mean, and don't forget to try your best to serve him. Oh, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. So I wish you all the best in becoming, going into the school of simplicity. I will end this class here and see if you have any questions. Actually, I should not. There are some more quotes which you might like to hear. And then we will make a short little pause, and then we will park an airplane here. We have soon will park an airplane before our camp, and then we will fly to India.
Sada ćemo našu lekciju završiti tako što ćemo vidjeti da li imate pitanja. Imam ovdje još neke lepe citate za vas. A onda ćemo ovdje ispred našeg kampa da parkiramo jedan avion i odletit ćemo svi zajedno za Indiju.
Yes. Do you have any questions?
Da li imate neke pitanja?
Please don't worry, I have cooled down. You know, when you meet a preacher who is so much, then you feel, oh, I better don't ask any question, because he might rip me into 1,000 pieces and throw me in the waste paper basket. Praktikanta Prabhu.
I would like to ask him, as you mentioned, Damodar Pandit, how he was behaving towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the question will sound funny, but I must ask you. If we start to ask it between ourselves, all day long, we will just tell each other, don't do this, don't do that. I don't actually know how we can understand this and our level of consciousness and put it into the practice.
Wonderful question. Yes. Or will maybe it's best if he phrases it, then it's...
Pitao sam Maharaja, čuli smo iz ove zabave koje je pročitao, kako se Damodar Pandit ophodio prema Čajtanji Mahaprabhu, jako otvoreno i direktno. Međutim, može se da zvuči smiješno pitanje, ali čini mi se kad bi mi tako počeli ovaj da se ponašamo, po cijelom bi samo jedni na drugi nešto prebacivali i tako, optuživali za nešto, svađali se. Može, teo sam da pita Maharaja kako mi to da primenimo na našem nivou svjesnosti.
Mm-hmm. I'm very happy about this question, and it's really touching about it on a subject which must be touched.
Ja sam jako srećan zbog ovog pitanja koje dodiruje upravo onu temu koja mora da bude obrađena.
Today and the other days we will hear about great devotees whom we cannot imitate.
danas kao i naredni dana mi ćemo čuti o velikim bhaktama koje jednostavno ne možemo da imitiramo.
Prabhupada says, similarly, Damodar Pandit was notable for his objectivity as a critic.
I slično tome Čajtanja Mahaprabhu je rekao da je Damodar Pandit bio poznat po svojoj objektivnosti i kada je kritikovao.
He did not even spare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his criticism.
I on nije poštedao ni samog Čajtanja Mahaprabhu od svojih kritika.
This also cannot be imitated by anyone else.
I ovo također ne može biti imitirano nijedkoga drugog.
Radha Kripa. You all have to send your positive energy to Radha Kripa, who is soon will show her real qualifications as a translator. Yes. See, it's first of all important to understand the principle.
Pre svega jako je bitno shvatiti princip.
It is very important to understand what is simplicity.
Jako je bitno shvatiti šta je to jednostavnost.
It means no duplicity.
To jednostavno znači kada nema dvoličnosti.
To be willing to give up all pretension and ego.
To znači kada smo spremni da se odreknemo svakog pretvaranja i svog ega.
One of Krishna's names is Niranjana.
Jedno od Krišnjenih imena je Niranjana.
It means without šminka.
I to znači bez šminke.
Anjana means šminka.
Anjana znači šminka.
Yes. We are so eager to put šminka on our lives.
Mi toliko žudimo da stavimo šminku na svoj život.
We even color our hair sometimes.
Mi čak ponekad bojimo svoju kosu.
And then the lips.
A onda i usta.
And then our behavior.
Onda naše ponašanje.
We try to be always very good.
I pokušavamo da uvijek budemo veoma dobri.
In the eyes of others.
In tuđim očima.
And we are so afraid of the truth. We even have psychologically blind spots for our mistakes.
I mi smo onda tako jako puni grešaka i jednostavno imamo čak neke psihološke blokade i ne možemo da vidimo svoje greške.
Yes, it's called Eigenblindheit in German language. It means a blindness to ourselves.
I to se na nemačkom kaže ovako kako je Makar rekao i to znači slepilo za nas.
It is said it's the most difficult thing to accept who you are.
I kaže se da je najteže prihvatiti samoga sebe.
Yes. Because we always put the šminka on us.
Zato što mi uvek stavimo šminku na nas.
You know, and sometimes when I'm in the lifts, you know, going with people when I'm on a congress, there are people going in the lifts, and then when you see them from the side, they have like 5 millimeters of schminka on their faces.
I ponekad kad idem na neke kongrese, kada sam u nekim liftovima sa ljudima koji također idu tamo, onda ih pogledam sa strane, mogu da vidim 5 millimeters šminke na njihovim licima.
They almost seem to say the avaranatmika shakti, or the covering energy of Maya, is not enough. I need to cover myself a little bit more.
I oni kao da poručuju, ova prikrivajuća energija Maje nije dovoljna, ja moram sad još malo da prekrijem.
Hare Krishna! And this goes on especially psychologically.
I ovo se nastavlja, a specijalno na psihološkom planu.
Sometimes a person, usually it happens to everyone when he gets 50 years old, you know, he looks back on on his life and he says, I'm not real.
I to se jako puno dešava kada osoba napuni 50 godina života i kada pogleda nazad i jednostavno kaže, ali ja nisam stvaran.
I'm not authentic any longer.
Ja više nisam autentičan.
I'm just acting like a glumac.
Ja se jednostavno ponašam poput glumca.
The role which is given by the society, the expectations of my friends, or in ISKCON, if there are a few things which you need to know to not be seen as bad.
Uloga koju mi je dodelilo društvo ili očekivanja mojih prijatelja, a u ISKCON-u specijalno postoji jedna stvar, znači ne smijete da budete viđeni kao neko ko je loš.
There are also a few things which you shouldn't do.
I također postoji nekoliko stvari koje ne bi trebalo da radite.
And sometimes we lie. And we do things, but we lie. No. I was not in the cinema. Why cinema? Very boring.
I ponekad mi lažemo i kažemo, ne, nisam bio u bioskopu. To je jako dosadno.
No, I have no interest in Kami literature.
Ne, ja nemam poverenja u Kami književnost.
No, I always get up for Mangala Arati Prabhu when I'm in my home.
I uvek ustajem za Mangala Arati kad sam u svojoj kući.
Have to be very careful. If you accumulate too much shminka in your life, then the real face of you will not be there any longer.
I morate biti jako pažljivi u svom duhovnom životu, jer kada imate tako puno šminke, onda to više nećete biti vi u duhovnom životu.
And then when someone points out you have šminka, then we are very, very disturbed. Oh, this person is our deepest enemy.
A kada vam neko ukaže na to, pa ti imaš tako puno šminke, onda mi postanemo jako uznemireni.
This is the principle.
I to je princip.
Now, please apply this in your own life, Bhaktikranta.
Molim te da sada to primeniš u svom životu, Bhaktikranta.
If you now go on and say, here, Prabhu, I see a little šminka on you.
Ako bi sada nastavio, ako bi rekao nekome, izvini Prabhu, ali vidim nešto šminke na tebi.
If you are a little honest and a little straightforward and just simple, you will see how others begin to relax in your association.
Ako postanete malo otvoreni, iskreni i jednostavni, onda ćete vidjeti kako se drugi opuštaju u vašem društvu.
And you will see that they change.
I onda ćete vidjeti kako se oni menjaju.
But if you take an aggressive behavior out on them, they will close and they will feel forced to put more shminka in their lives.
Ali ako se agresivno ponašate prema njima, onda će oni biti jednostavno prisiljeni na to da stave još više šminke na svoj život i se zatvore.
Does this answer your question? Good. Hare Krishna. Any other question?
Još neko pitanje?
You're all a little afraid, you know, as your head goes up, you go like. I think I should drink some water, then you're not afraid of me anymore. I think it's more precise simplicity has to do with being authentic.
Preciznije rečeno, jednostavnost ima nešto sa autentičnošću.
I remember our Sridhar Maharaj, who before he left said one sutra where he almost put, I don't think it's all the wisdom of his life, but it was a real wise sentence.
I sećam se našeg Sridhar Maharaja koji pre nego što nas je napustio rekao je jednu sutru koja je bila jako, jako mudra.
Be yourself and contribute.
Budite ono što jeste i doprinesite.
In poesy, this is called the swan song.
U poeziji to se naziva labudova
pesma. Before a swan dies, he sings his most beautiful song.
Pre nego što labud umre, on otpeva svoju najlepšu pesmu.
Yeah, for instance, Rupa Goswami wrote this Utkali Valari. If you hear the language of this poem, you just cry in ecstasy.
I na primjer Rupa Goswami je napisao jednu svoju pesmu da kada biste čuli jezik u toj pesmi, vi biste jednostavno plakali u zanosu.
It was his swan song.
I to je bila njegova labudova pesma.
He said, I am in the forest of Vrindavan under a tree.
I on je rekao, ja se nalazim u šumi Vrindavana ispod drveta.
I will now reveal the burning marks on my heart.
I sada ću otkriti,
the burning wounds.
I sada ću otkriti goruće rane svog srca.
Oh, hey Radhe, hey Krishna, if you do not reveal yourself to this unfortunate person, I cannot maintain my life.
Hey Radhe, hey Krishna, ako se ne razotkrijete ovoj nesrećnoj osobi, ja ću morati da napustim ovaj život.
Yeah. That's him.
To je on.
He writes a few verses, how he is crying, how he's putting his hands on his head, how he's putting his hand in his mouth even.
I on je napisao jako puno stihova u kojima kaže kako plače, kako stavlja svoje ruke iznad glave i kako čak stavlja i svoje ruke u usta.
Yes, he is himself.
To je on.
Yes. So be yourself and contribute. I think that's a be yourself. This part, first part, is a very very good advice. In the realm of simplicity, the other is also good to contribute. Are you ready for the truth, Dakshaji? Yes. Good. There is one very important work for practicing Vaishnavas, which is called Mana Shiksha, where the answer is given. This book is really like a guidebook which brings you to Vrindavan Dham. It tells you exactly how to meditate on Radha and Krishna and on Lord Chaitanya and the spiritual master.
I ova knjiga vam govori o tome kako da meditirate na Radu i Krišnu, na Čajtini Mahaprabhu, na svog duhovnog učitelja.
It tells you how to worship Giriraj.
Govori vam o tome kako da obožavate Giriraja.
It's really the book of books.
I to je stvarno knjiga nad knjigama.
I mean, we have many books of books.
Ali imamo jako puno knjiga.
And there are also two verses which describe what has to be given up before it's like instructions to the mind.
U toj knjizi se nalaze instrukcije umu u kojima se kaže šta ono čega treba da što treba da odbacimo.
One verse identifies kapata or pretense as a very great obstacle.
I jedan od tih stihova označava pretvaranje kao jako veliku prepreku.
And there are different dimensions of the pretense.
I takođe postoje različite dimenzije pretvaranja.
For the householder there's one group of pretenseful actions.
Za porodične ljude postoji jedna vrsta pretvaranja.
And for the renunciant there is one group of pretense.
A za ljude u odvojenom redu života također postoji neka druga vrsta pretvaranja.
Renunciants like me, for instance, very much like to pretend that they know a lot. You might have seen this mistake in me a few times.
I ljudi u odvojenom redu života imaju tu tendenciju da se ponašaju kao da jako puno znaju, tako da ste to možda mogli nekada da primetite.
Or renunciants like to appear extremely renounced.
Ili oni koji su odvojeni redu života, oni žele da se pokažu jako odvojeni.
Once I saw a great renunciant who would always say he would fast, standing at the sweet shop at Radhakund, and I was just laughing and laughing from the distance. It was the most joyous time of my life.
Ja sam jednu znao jednu osobu odvojenom života koji bi se zaklinjao da neće da će postiti stojeći u prodavnici, najboljoj prodavnici slatkiša na Radakundu, ja sam posmatrao iz daljine i to je bilo jako zabavno vreme mog života.
Yes, I have hidden my sweets all in my cupboard.
Ja sam sve svoje slatkiše sakrio u svoj
orah. You have to be honest when we talk on simplicity. Yes.
Moramo biti iskreni kada govorimo o jednostavnosti.
Hare Krishna. So the kapata means this cheating.
Kapata u stvari označava varanje.
That is a tendency which the conditioned soul has.
To je tendencija koja postoji u uslovljenoj duši.
And we all have it to a larger or lesser degree.
I mi svi imamo tu tendenciju u većoj ili manjoj meri.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, kako si ti?
Very good, very good, very good.
Jako dobro, jako dobro.
Hare Krishna. This is the reason why, you know, this is the reason why which Raghunath Das Goswami identifies with this cheating mentality. This makes life so intensely complicated.
I to je razlog zbog koga Raghunath Goswami kaže da je ovaj mentalitet laganje, pretvaranje, ono što čini život jako, jako komplikovan.
Another reason why we are so complicated is because we are so absolutely insecure in our lives.
A još jedan razlog što smo tako komplikovani jeste zato što smo jako nesigurni u svojim životima.
And therefore we are so greatly attached to name, fame and glory.
Tako da smo mi onda jako vezani za ime, za slavu, za položaj.
Raghunath Das Goswami describes that the attachment to name, fame and your own name and your own fame and glory is like the attachment to bathe in the urine of a donkey.
I Raghunath Das Goswami da objašnjava da je ta vezana za sopstveno ime, za neku slavu i ugled, jednaka želja da se kupamo u urinu magarca.
I'm sorry, but this is Raghunath Das Goswami.
Ja se izvinjavam, ali ovo je Raghunath Das Goswami.
It bites the skin. Have you ever bathed in donkey urine? You know, your skin peels off. So this is what happens in our lives. You know, we should be attached to glorify Radha and Krishna. They deserve it.
To je ono što se dešava u našim životima. Mi jednostavno treba da budemo spremni da slavimo Radu i Krišnu, jer su oni ti koji to zaslužuju.
But because in Kali Yuga we are so absolutely insecure and fragile and that we have almost an existential need to build up our own name, fame and glory.
Ali mi smo u Kali Yugi tako uplašeni i tako krhki, tako da imamo egzistencijalnu potrebu da izgradimo svoje ime, svoj ugled, slavu.
And that's a complicated work.
A to je jako komplikovan
posao. Morning to evening you can build on this project and never come to the end.
Do večeri morate da radite na ovom projektu i nikad nema kraja.
So simplicity will come if you purify the heart.
Jednostavnost će doći ako pročistite svoje srce.
And if you purify the heart, you can be a simple Vaishnav.
A kada pročistite svoje srce, onda možete biti jednostavan Vaishnav.
Or Vaishnavi.
Ili Vaishnavi.
It is if you have, for instance, and if you have, I think also spiritual satisfaction is necessary.
I za tako nešto je također potrebno duhovno zadovoljstvo.
Spiritual satisfaction is so important. Then you become happy and secure. You can feel it's all right.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Also helps to not take oneself too serious.
I također nam može pomoći da ne uzimamo sebe jako ozbiljno.
A little later, when we are in the summer camp, I will make some meditations with you.
Nešto kasnije na ovom letnjem kampu, ja bih volio da napravim neke meditacije sa vama.
Yes, they will be very good.
I to bi bilo jako dobro.
Now we will actually leave our bodies, we will park them, and then we will experience some wonderful things about ourselves.
Mi ćemo stvari ostaviti naša tela, parkirat ćemo ih ovdje i onda ćemo iskusiti predivne stvari u vezi sa nama.
I want to thank you now very, very much.
Želio bih da vam se sada jako, jako puno zahvalim.
We will make 5 German minutes of a pause.
I sada ćemo napraviti 5 nemačkih minuta pauze.
Murari Chaitanya will give you a ring like this when it starts, like in the cinema.
I Murari Chaitanya će vam dati ovakav znak kada to počne, baš kao u bioskopu.
Yes. Oh, you don't. Yeah. And please come back. It's a very nice slideshow. You might like to take care of yourself in the pause.
I molim vas da se vratite posle pauze zato što se radi jednu prelepom slajd projekciji.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai!